Of Heathens and Nutters by Frumpologist.
With or without marshmallows?
Teddy shouted from the kitchen. Lily Luna turned her chin over her shoulder, trying to spot his lanky frame from her place on the two-seater sofa. What heathen has marshmallows in their hot cocoa? She heard him grumble, the tinkle of a spoon on ceramic. Then he appeared in front of her with a gigantic mug of dark, rich cocoa. You used to like marshmallows in your cocoa, if I remember correctly. You shouted at Albus once because you thought he stole one out of your mug. Then ran off to Mummy crying about horrible, selfish brothers and how you wanted to be an only child. Lily grimaced, accepting the cocoa with a roll of her eyes. I was 5, and I stand by my words. Brothers are the worst. Sipping the cocoa, warmth spread to her belly and a smile lit her face. Thanks for this, Teddy. I'm sorry you got stuck babysitting the hot mess of a Potter sibling. He offered her a lopsided smile, perching himself on the sofa beside her. You're hardly of an age that requires babysitting, he said kindly, setting his own drink on the table beside him. I'm sorry to hear about your breakup, though. So close to the holidays. How long were you and Lysander an item again? Her shoulders slumped as she sipped again. Something about the Lupins and their famed chocolate always made the Potters feel better, her father had said, as he ordered Teddy to stay with her while the rest of the family gathered to prepare for the massive Weasley feast in 2 days' time. From near the end of 7th year through yesterday, she sniffed, pushing back the tears she was sure wouldn't come. Wasn't there a limit on the number of tears a witch could cry in a day?
Would have been 3 years in May.
Teddy winced, whistling lowly while scratching at his chin.
I'm so sorry, Lulu. Would it help if I made him a house call and threatened to cover him in boils?
For the first time in 24 hours, Lily laughed. It was a snotty, thick sound, but welcomed nonetheless.
You haven't called me Lulu in ages. But no, I don't think it'll do any good to threaten Lai. He's not entirely in the wrong. We're not right for each other, even if it does hurt like hell.
Reaching for her hand, Teddy pulled it into his lap and slotted their fingers together.
Vic and I had the same falling out a few years ago. Trust me, it's better to happen now than later. We haven't been able to look at each other the same since.
He caressed the side of her hand with his thumb.
Focus on the positives. Christmas is in 2 days, and I know what your folks got you. Plus, Nanny Molly is making your favorite dessert to try and mend your broken heart.
Oh, God,
Lily groaned, placing her free hand over her red-hot blush.
She'll be insufferable at dinner, trying to set me up with some long-lost family friend's grandchild.
At that, Teddy grinned. She did that to me, too. You just have to grin and bear her, I'm afraid.
Ugh, maybe I'll come down with dragonpox before then, skip the feast, and hide in my room until the holidays are over.
It's a fine plan, to be sure.
Flipping their hands over, Teddy dislodged his fingers from hers and ran his blunt fingernails over the deep creases of her palm.
But how about this instead? You give me today to try and cheer you up, and then we go to Nanny Molly's for dinner on Christmas and tell her you already have your sights set on a handsome wizard from work.
Lily's green eyes widened, voice hushed.
Edward Lupin, are you telling me to lie to my grandmother on Christmas?
He smiled with his bottom teeth, which looked a bit more guilty than it did encouraging.
Yes. But in a good way. The way you tell someone their hair looks lovely when it's really awful. Or how you tell Ginny that you 100% support the Harpies, even when you know the Cannons are the better team.
Gasping, Lily stole her hand from his and pointed at him.
You like the Cannons? Oh, I'm telling Mum.
No, no.
He launched himself forward, fingers curling around her sides. Doing the only thing he could possibly think to do, Teddy tickled her until she could hardly breathe.
Teddy, stop!
Lily kicked at him and pushed at his broad chest as she slid down the sofa and underneath him. She wheezed with laughter, on the verge of entirely different tears than she'd been crying earlier that day.
Stop! Oh, Teddy!
As she caught her breath in exaggerated, puffy breaths, Lily's chest seized, noticing for the first time the press of Teddy's hard body against hers, the closeness of his face, the warmth of his breath, blowing tendrils of her ginger hair against her neck. His eyes darkened, his hair cycling through myriad soft colors until it finally landed back on turquoise.
I probably shouldn't kiss you, he whispered,
though he remained perfectly still with his hands gripping her waist.
Probably not,
Lily agreed, then sucked in a greedy breath.
Except...
That was all Teddy needed. His fingers scaled the ladder of her ribs, lips descending as if in slow motion until they were pillowed against hers. Warm, soft, familiar. A plethora of memories assaulted her mind as Teddy's tongue swiped along the seam of her lips. The kiss they'd shared when she was on holidays during seventh year. The lingering looks they'd shared after bashfully stumbling away from one another in the hallway of the burrow between their respective rooms. The way Teddy had written her until after she'd introduced the family to Lysander. How he'd avoided being alone with her out of respect for her relationship, he'd said. But this kiss, it brought all those feelings she'd buried back to the surface. Lily wound her hands into his long hair and opened her mouth to him. He tasted of sweet chocolate as he ran his tongue along hers. A noise of satisfaction grumbled from the back of his throat, and she found he liked it when she tugged his hair just right. She wasn't sure how long they kissed or who finally ended it. What Lily did know was that for the first time in ages she floated on a cloud, happy and light. Teddy smoothed her hair from her forehead and planted a kiss on what he'd once called his favorite freckle, then pushed his heavy body from hers.
Well, that was...
He scratched at the back of his neck, his eyes bright and round and relentlessly searching hers. Gulping, Lily blushed and nodded.
Yeah, it was.
For something to do, Lily reached over to her forgotten mug of now cold cocoa and brought it to her lips. Something white and frothy floated at the top of the mug.
Teddy?
She asked with an innocent lilt, tilting her head as she peered at him through long lashes. His face lit up with a brilliant smile.
Yes, Lulu?
Did you put marshmallows in this cocoa?
Shoulders sagging, Teddy's face fell into a frown. His eyes narrowed playfully.
What sort of nutter doesn't like marshmallows in their cocoa?
Lily chewed on her bottom lip, trying to keep herself from smiling.
Heathen,
she breathed, but couldn't stop the laugh that left her as Teddy closed the distance between them and silenced her with another kiss. She didn't know what this kiss with Teddy would turn into. Didn't want it to be a rebound with one of the most important people in her life. But something told Lily that she'd be okay, and that life after Lysander would be extraordinary.